Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump has withdrawn the United States from the 2015 agreement between Iran and Western powers. That agreement limited Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for lifting economic sanctions.
Iran's leaders will naturally say that they refuse to negotiate a new deal. They refuse. And that's fine. I'd probably say the same thing if I was in their position. But the fact is, they are going to want to make a new and lasting deal, one that benefits all of Iran and the Iranian people.
The president speaking briefly on Tuesday afternoon in an address from the White House. In the United States Senate, reaction to the president's decision was split.
Pulling out of the nuclear accord is just the beginning, according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says the Republican-led Congress will work with President Trump on a way forward.
Clearly, there's a next step beyond this, and we'll look forward to seeing what he recommends. And to the extent that we need to be involved in implementing it, we will.
California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein had a sharply different reaction to the president's announcement.
He's taking on his shoulders something that he knows very little about. To pull out just says to our allies that we don't keep our word.
Trump promised to impose the highest level of economic sanctions against Tehran. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Former President Barack Obama said the decision to pull out of the agreement was a serious mistake. Israel and Saudi Arabia said they support the president's decision to withdraw. This is VOA News. Trump administration officials say President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that sanctions against North Korea will remain in place until the North, quote, permanently dismantles its nuclear and missile programs. The two men spoke by telephone Tuesday morning, just hours after the end of a two-day meeting between Xi and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It was their second meeting in recent weeks. Xi told Trump he is supportive of a planned summit between Trump and Kim, which is expected to take place later this month or in early June. The Taliban captured a third district Tuesday in Afghanistan. It's the latest since launching its annual spring offensive 2 weeks ago. The volatile district of Talawar-Barfak in the northern region of northern province, that is, of Baghlan, was assaulted by the insurgents from several directions and overrun after heavy fighting with Afghan forces. The district has changed hands several times in the past. Russia's Duma has